What's going on?
How are you doing? Much progress have you made since you've been through this drill before with the same injury? How are you doing?
Yeah, obviously been through it before. Definitely easier the second time. Just from a mental standpoint, as that obviously we have great guys, you know, Deshaun, JJ in there too, rehabbing, get a little competitive, but keep people going.
In terms of you learn to be patient, unfortunately, the hard way. How much does that make you appreciate now that you're starting to get back and do some things?
It really makes you appreciate just like the game of football, going back to basics. You know, last year at Greenbrier, you kind of feel like a little kid again. You run around, put pads on, hit people. So it does that. That day-to-day stuff, it really makes you appreciate that.
You've got a whole bunch of new guys. The line, the chemistry, it would be much different. How much have you had a chance to meet some of these guys the past few days that they've signed? And what do you think it's going to be like as you guys? I guess the big thing is to build chemistry this offseason and kind of, you know, have that cohesiveness.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously, you know, five guys in line doing one thing, you have to. But Sanejo, Zach, all those guys, Chantrell, they're good guys. Obviously, haven't had a lot of time together with them. But just the focus they have, the intent, the way they're working the first couple of days, you know they're going to be good people.
What do you hope to do this spring? What is kind of like realistic for you?
Honestly, just take it one day at a time. Right now, I'm doing the workouts, doing the meetings, trying to get mental, and then just trying to get back.
I am. There's some discussion about changing the performance staff from this year and refocus on what you're doing with strength and training and nutrition. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. There's going to be, obviously, nutrition is going to hit hard. Ladder new nutrition has been awesome so far, whether it be shakes or what we're putting on our body. It's more just education. You really got to know what's going into your body so you can put out the most. And the strength staff's been awesome so far. Really like what they're doing and going to continue.
What is your best offense?
Yeah, the whole red weight room is
pretty much completely different.
In what way?
Just the layout of it, whether it's Kaiser. Obviously, we still have racks and everything. But it's been good so far.
What do you do in terms of diet that's much different? Is this more like just what are some of the things that you're eating more of?
You know, a lot more organic, natural, making sure, what your food eats, it's also what you're going to be eating. Obviously, you know, being professional athletes, you've had that education before, but it's just that continuum of education, really, whatever can be that that edge you can get.
What is it about this offense that gets you excited going into this season?
It's a special group. Obviously, Deshaun being the quarterback, kind of being that leader, we've seen some of the stuff he can do, and it's special. But going forward, too, just everyone, it's fun. It goes back to basics and playing football, and what we're able to do is going to be a good year.
What did you learn about playing with Deshaun last season?
One thing is he's been in those big games. He's poised. And really, no matter what comes at him, he's going to be able to handle it.
Something that stood out to you that kind of made you think that?
I would say just how he handled it right from the get-go. You know, being a rookie and doing what he did is not easy, and he handled it, and he's ready to play in big games.
In that, at the combine, Valencia went on and on about you. You know, has he already gotten married, or is that coming up?
I'm getting married, actually.
You're getting married?
Yeah.
He's in your wedding?
Yeah, he's a groomsman in my wedding.
Could you give him advice about the draft and about coming in again?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we talk all the time. He's one of my best friends. Quentin, too, a really good friend. Obviously, we play together, and they're unbelievable players. But they haven't done – even going through the process of training, they'll call me. I talk to Mike once a week, talk to Quentin all the time. Any questions they have, I can help them out, you know, just because I've started to go through a little bit more.
What is it about Nelson? He's the highest-rated guard in decades. And he said at the combine he doesn't understand why teams don't put more emphasis on center guards since it's the shortest route to the quarterback. And, of course, everybody was talking about all the tape and him burying people. What is it about him that makes him so special?
Just the way he approaches the game. He uses the bases of football, the fundamentals, his motor, his finish. It's like you said, you just put on the tape and you know it's a special player, whether you know a line player or not.
Is he not like that off the field?
He can be a teddy bear, but he's also, he's intense in pretty much most everything he does.
Does it make you feel about what those Notre Dame guys were in the first round?
It's awesome. It's a special thing. You know, I was proud to play with them, and they're putting on for the Notre Dame offensive line, for the people who come before them and the people who come after them.
When are you getting married?
June 30th. Thank you very much.
Good.
Yep.
Thank you.